Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, did you know, I bet you didn't, tomorrow is World UFO Day. I'm not sure about, maybe we should say Universe UFO Day, but a day that invites enthusiasts and skeptics alike to cast their gaze skyward. But what do you think? Are aliens real? Are they up there above the clouds, whizzing around in flying saucers? Or are we right to be skeptical? Have a little listen to what critically acclaimed filmmaker Steven Spielberg thinks about this.
Look, I've been a believer since I made Close Encounters 50 years ago. But I wouldn't call that science fiction. I called it science speculation. And when I did press on Close Encounters, I refused to call it science fiction. But I was certainly a believer of life elsewhere. But I would always say, until I see a UAP or a UFO with my own eyes, I'm not going to categorically state that there's proof that there's life, that life from out there has come here. But I have changed that, because I'm now willing to change my mind because of the circumstantial evidence, which is overwhelming.
Circumstantial evidence that is overwhelming. Aliens walk among us. Joining us now to discuss this is Leo Enright, space commentator. Good evening to you, Leo. Are you with Steven Spielberg? Do you believe that there's life, if not on Mars, elsewhere?
Well, Kira, unlike Steven, I'm not trying to sell a blockbuster movie about aliens. But despite that, Kira, I do certainly believe that there's life out there beyond the Earth. There really, it's just mathematically impossible that in a universe of billions and billions of galaxies, not just billions and billions of stars, that there are not planets that harbor life and probably intelligent life. And given the state of our planet at the moment, I really do understand why some people really want to believe that there, you know, there is intelligent life somewhere in the universe.
All right. Well, I don't argue that point with you, because I actually think that there must be other circumstances that are compatible with life. It just, as you say, by sheer weight of statistical size and infinity of the universe, there has to be. But that doesn't really, I suppose, answer the question about UFOs, because whether or not it's ever come visiting us is another matter. Do you believe, we've had lots of sightings of UFOs and lots of people claiming to have been abducted by aliens and those types of things, do you believe that UFOs are floating around up there?
There are certainly unidentified vehicles flying around, but so you could call those unidentified flying objects, of course. Do I think they're spaceships from another galaxy? No, I do not. I mean, most sightings are explained very simply. Very often it's just the planet Venus. Because honestly, so many people now live in cities, people don't know what is normal up in the sky. And so when they see anything in the sky, they think it's abnormal. And this is a common problem with these reports of UFOs. This so-called UFO Day, which is not, I hasten to add, UN sanctioned, like, you know, World Food Day or something like that. It's a group of enthusiasts promoting basically the 2nd of July, 1947, which was the date when the stories started appearing about an alien spaceship crashing in Roswell in New Mexico.
Okay, and is there any evidence that what crashed in New Mexico was a spaceship? I suppose we can both agree that there's probably life out there somewhere, but it could be billions of light years away from us. Do we think that there's anything from outer space has ever, that there's evidence that it has ever come here?
Well, Kira, I've been to Roswell. I went to Roswell with a team of researchers who specialize in finding crashed spy planes in the deserts of New Mexico, Arizona, and Utah. And this group, who normally search near American air bases, decided for a laugh, we'd load up the back of the car with beer and we'd head to Roswell with all the gear that they used to search for UFOs. That they used to search for crashed spy planes. Now, it's important to remember spy planes, the clear up after those is forensic. Every single scrap of that plane, if it crashes, has to be recovered because, you know, it's a state secret. So these guys are experts at finding the stuff that's left behind when a secret spy plane crashes. And they found something at every crash site they've investigated, except Roswell. They found nothing in Roswell. We'd a great time drinking beer, but they found zilch. They found one pizza plate in the area, but that was it.
All right. It looks like aliens are better at clear-ups than US governments. But look, thank you for that, Leo. That is Leo Enright, space commentator, and happy World UFO Day to all who celebrate.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.